very much.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,105. Anthony Crivella seeks variances from the front and rear yard setbacks under section 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Beaver Dam Road, Road 23, approximately 1,714 feet southwest of the intersection of Belltown Road and Beaver Dam Road, Road 23. The 911 address is 17822 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 182. We received zero letters of support, one letter of opposition, and no mail returns. The letter of opposition we received from Carl and Eileen Edelin, stating that they are neighbors to the property owner, Mr. Anthony Crivella, who is requesting the variances. They oppose the requested 7-foot setback from the fence for the 32-by-34-foot storage building he is requesting to have placed there. The storage building is extremely large and would be placed too close, almost up against the fence. This would be an eyesore, unattractive to the residential properties and neighborhood bordering the fence. We understand that the property is zoned for residential use only, not business use. However, the enormous size of the building seems out of character for the residential neighborhood on Beaver Dam Road and in Lewis Crossing. And they are requesting that they receive a reply, noting that we received their comments. Specifically, the application was seeking, they were requesting to place a 32-foot-by-34.5-foot building, 7 feet from the property line, which would rear property line, which would require a 13-foot setback or variance from the 20-foot required rear. The front setback is 40. It requires 40 feet on the front. The porch is only 16.7. Therefore, 23.3-foot variance would also be needed for the 40-foot required front.
Do you guys find that, or are they asking for that?
I believe we noted that.
Okay. It's non-conforming?
And it may be. I don't have a property record card in the file on this one.
We can.
It was not non-conforming.
Double check, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Anthony Crivella, 35846 Blackmoreland Drive, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I bought this property, about almost a year ago, and on the county tax maps, they say that the property is 80 feet by 170, and I sort of used that, but when I had my survey done after the fact, it came out to be 55 feet frontage by 160. And it's an angled, kind of unusual shaped property, for the garage garage that I want to put in the back. I have an old house out front there that I just want to, clean up and restore. It looked like it was built in the 1920s. It's an older farmhouse. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to attach the garage to it. I wanted to put the garage, toward the back so I could be able to pull a vehicle in and make a three-point turn to be able to come out past the house onto Beaver Dam Road, which is a pretty busy road. In the back of my property line, there's a buffer between me and the fence for Lewis Crossing, and it looks to be about 12 to 15 feet of area that I have to maintain that Lewis Crossing's not maintaining on this side of the fence. And mm-hmm. on the other side of the fence, where Lewis Crossing is, it seems to be a buffer of, another 15 feet. It looked like it's, a good 30 feet almost before, the next neighboring property line comes into play.
Okay.
I wanted to build, you know, a garage here, I guess, to sort of match, you know, what the house was. It's an old two-story or one-and-a-half-story, you know, like an old farmhouse that's, you know, been there. It was the neighbor's grandmother, I guess, going way back.
Okay. I don't see if I have any questions from members of the board for you. Start with you, Mr. Workman.
What's the distance from your proposed building to the house?
The surveyor didn't mark that on there, but, you know, I'm thinking it's about 50, 55 feet.
So you can't bring it up closer?
If I brought it up closer, I'm nervous about getting the vehicle to make a turn to be able to come back out.
68.6 feet, according to the survey.
Sir?
68.6 feet. And you're nervous about being able to turn around in 68, almost 70 feet?
Well, I have one of these newer trucks, I guess. That's the extended cab with four doors and, you know, eight-foot bed on the back.
I mean, you still
have that much room.
Yeah.
It's quite a bit of room.
Well, you know, that also, and I have a small dump trailer, you know, trying to maneuver both of those in the back would be, you know, a little difficult. We're backing a boat into the garage.
Okay, any further questions?
If this doesn't get approved, are you going to still build your building?
Well, I don't have the variance. I was told that I can build a smaller building 5 foot from the lines. You know, that was like 20 by 20. But, you know, I wanted the double car garage instead of, just a single garage to come in there. And it would only be 20 foot deep. My truck's over is longer than 20 feet.
I mean, when I ask you if it didn't get approved, I mean, would you move it on up then so you could get it in?
Sure.
Not built? Yeah. Okay. No other questions?
Thank you. Mr. Mears?
Well, I agree with the board members that over 60 feet seems like adequate for your truck to come and go and three-point turn and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr.
Mills?
Can you address the standards for us?
Well, it's definitely a unique lot. You know, it's definitely narrower than than most AR current standard lots. The lot's angled and sloped in the back, so I would have to pull the garage forward in order to meet that angle, or I ran with the angle and then I would be encroaching onto a side setback, or having the garage that I would pull in onto an angle would be sort of sharp.
Okay.
That's uniqueness.
Number two, there's five standards. You need to address all of them, please.
All right.
You got the first one. Cannot otherwise be developed.
Pardon?
Your second one, can you address? It says you need to address them, the other four, please.
Okay. Well, I'm sure I can still, try to develop it. I'm just trying to get the most use out of my property that I can on this.
Okay. Number three.
Well, I didn't create this lot. This lot, came to me the way it was. I thought it was a wider and deeper lot than I first imagined. After the survey, it came out to be smaller than that. I don't think it's going to affect the neighborhood. I see other sheds and auxiliary buildings closer to the setback line, when I looked at my neighbor's property line.
Okay.
And I see that, that fence buffer, where my property line is, and the fence, it's a good, 10, 15 feet, 12 feet to the fence that
right.
I'm maintaining on this side. And on the other side of the fence where the neighboring property line starts, it's another equal distance. It's a decent right-of-way or a buffer zone.
Okay.
And I think the minimum variance, because I was told that the small shed that I could put there without going through a variance process is 5 foot, and I'm asking for, you know, more, you know, less than that.
Okay. All right. Mr. Mills, any questions?
No questions.
All right, thank you. Mr. Grubb?
How far are you from the edge of paving of Beaver Dam Road?
The survey says about 17 feet or so. Like I say, it's an old two-story farmhouse.
Not from the right-of-way, but from the edge of paving. Does Beaver Dam Road, the paved part, go right up to your property line, or is there a gap?
No, there's a gap there.
How big is the gap?
Where the survey stakes is, it's probably about 2 to 3 feet before it hits the shoulder.
How tall is this garage going to be?
I want to have a 9-foot door, so I guess the bottom section would be 10 feet high.
You have well and septic on the property, or?
No, it's county sewer and tidewater.
And the reason you don't want to build it at 20 by 20 where you would be able to go to 5 feet is because you want to be able to put two cars in there rather than one.
Yeah, two cars, or if I only had one, my truck's longer than the 20 foot, I wouldn't be able to get it in there.
Have you looked at one that would meet your purposes that would be 600 square feet or less?
I played around with it on paper, I guess, you know, looking at the 600, but I thought I would be better with a wider standard garage.
Couldn't make it work?
You know, anything could be made to work. It's just, you know, it's nice having some extra space.
Understand.
Like I say, when I went into this property, I was in an interception. I had, you know, that room. I had, you know, the 80 feet. You know, which the county estimated until the survey came up with 55.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
All right.
Is it a two-story?
Thank you.
Is it a two-story garage?
Pardon?
Two-story garage or single?
Single.
Single. And you didn't know the dimension of your lot when you bought it?
No, I was just relying on the county, you know, on what this shows. But, you know, I think there's a survey that you guys might have in the packet that shows a little bit different.
Yeah.
I haven't recorded the survey because it's a proposed garage. They said they wouldn't take it unless I had took the garage off. You know, in order for county to update their mapping system.
If the lot were 80 feet, how would that impact the size of your building and create a situation where you wouldn't be requesting the variance?
Well, I probably wouldn't be here. You know, it showed it being another 10 feet deeper than my property was.
So you would have had a side load garage instead of a front load with the extra lot width? You wouldn't need the variance to the rear?
I don't think so.
No further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One here in opposition to this application. Okay, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, those that would like to speak in opposition, please come forward at this time and be sworn in. Again, all those that wish to speak at this time, please come forward.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jim Modulus, 21646 Graves Drive.
Okay. All right. Let me wait. Step aside, and we'll swear everybody at the same time.
21643 Graves Drive.
Thank you. Sir, step up.
Fred Scott, 21634 Graves Drive.
Okay. Come on. Do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
And when you go, can you just repeat your name for the record? And you guys can have a seat there if you wish.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Gene Moduleski. My property is the property directly behind the property in question, so I'm at 21646 Graves Drive. It's a residential property, part of Lewis Crossing.
Okay.
When I purchased my house, I purchased the house with the understanding that there was a single-family residential house behind me of older age, 1921. To the best of my knowledge, there was no garage there, and the property was, I believe, was not for sale. My question, and the reason why I'm in opposition to this structure, is this house, the current house that's being refurbished, is a two-bedroom, one-bath, older home of 900 square feet. The proposed garage or building, because I called this morning and it wasn't referred to as a garage, it was referred to as a building, is 1,088 square feet, larger than the house that it's going to support. It's also being placed 7 foot off of the back property line. The property area on Lewis Crossing that the gentleman referred to is a drainage easement that is required by law for Lewis Crossing because the property is all drained down. Mm-hmm. With regard to the structure, I believe that the structure is out of character for the neighborhood. I have a two-car garage and I have an F-150 truck which fits in it, and my garage is 19 by 20. Many of my neighbors also have trucks of the same size. If you'll look at there's one commercial property on Beaver Dam. I believe all of the other lots are residential. That commercial property is a lawn and garden. Mm-hmm. They have trucks, large vehicles that go in and out of it all the time. They also have a structure at the rear of the property. I did not and did have an opportunity to measure the distance from the fence. However, I believe it is close to 20 feet. And there appears to be no problem with those trucks going in and making a turnaround. So based on my property value, I believe that a structure of this size would lend itself to a negative impact on my property and my neighbors' adjoining properties, because again, it would create, I think, a false illusion as to possibility of a commercial property of that size.
Right.
Also, I have no idea. I know that the gentleman said that it's going to be used as a garage. A 10-foot door tends to tell me that those are going to be oversized commercial vehicles going in there. I don't know that. This is an assumption on my part, but I would be opposed to that also because it creates a possibility of a commercial property in my backyard, and I spent a lot of money to buy my property and selected the lot when I moved into Lewis Crossing. So that's my opposition.
All right, sir.
Sir, I got one question. Do you know what size lot you have when you bought it?
Excuse me?
Do you know what size lot you have when you bought that?
When I bought my lot, I believe my lot was, I don't have the dimensions to be honest.
But you knew it, knew the size of it.
Yes, I do. Yeah, yes. And I also knew that the requirements of Lewis Crossing. Lewis Crossing, part of the arrangement when they built the houses was that they would put up a fence along there for privacy purposes. And I don't know this as a fact. It was brought up at one of our advisory meetings, so I can only allude to this as speculation, that the developer of Lewis Crossing deeded 8 feet of property on the other side of the fence to the houses on Beaver Dam for whatever purposes they had at that time. I do not know what that is. That may not be relevant to this, but it also is relevant to the area of the setback I think that the gentleman is referring to. There is a significant amount of room, as I can tell, from the rear of the house that he's refurbishing to put unattached garages to one as referred to by some of you gentlemen. And if this house were a townhouse, 900 square foot would be relevant, I think, to a townhouse with resale value would probably merit a one-car garage. So even that, I would say, is out of character for this house, even though it's an older house.
Okay, sir.
One other question. I don't know if you said or not. Is there any other garages that size would be in that neighborhood?
On Beaver Dam, I walk that area. There are probably 5 or 6 storage sheds. I can't go in someone's backyard to measure, but I can approximate that they are in accordance with the variance at 20 feet. There is a double-wide house that's being built there now with, I believe, I don't know if that's going to have a garage. The only structure similar to that on Beaver Dam that impacts our neighborhood is the commercial property that I think was a pre-existing situation.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Susan Malik, 21640 Graves Drive. Gene basically said everything that I would agree with.
Okay.
My concern is he talks about the height of the building being about 10 feet. If it's a 9-foot door, a 9-foot door, I think, would require a little bit more overage over that door by the time you do a peak and a roof.
Right.
Would there be a loft up there? Would you put any storage up there? For a building that's 32 by 34 square feet, that comes out to 1,088 square feet. I measured my garage. My garage is about 458 square feet. It's 19.5 by 23.5, and that's for a two-story home, or two-car home.
Two-car home.
Get our cars in and out very easily.
Okay.
My husband recently purchased an F-150 this year. I can turn it around in a lot smaller spot than 660 feet.
Okay.
Beaver Dam is a busy road.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that busy that you put in back out on it if you were careful.
Right.
It's not Route 9 and it's not Route 1.
Okay.
You go out of your driveway maybe once, twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're back and forth all day. My other question is, does he plan any outside lighting? We recently, and basically our whole street, is in the process of putting patios out there behind our homes. Are we going to be sitting out at night with maybe lighting that's going to impact our
perhaps
enjoyment back there? And is he going to be an on-site owner? Rent this house later on, and then at that point you lose all control over what kind of property it is behind you. We all bought our homes pretty much as retirement homes, and now to have a home with a patio.
Ma'am, is this property in Lewis Crossing or is it out of Lewis Crossing?
It's out of Lewis Crossing.
Okay.
It's on Beaver Dam Road.
Okay.
Yes. Gene and I think we're probably going to be impacted the most.
Where's your house in relation to this? And his house? I don't know that we...
His is correctly behind.
Is his 1526?
Yeah.
Okay. That's, and is yours... Saying. Which one is yours?
1527?
Seven.
Yeah,
27.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. That's helpful.
All right.
Okay.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Sir?
Evening, folks. Fred Scott, 21634 Graves Drive. And if you go back to your map, my wife and I are just to the left.
Okay.
And we too settled into Lewis Crossings about a year and a half ago. It's a great community with a lot of great people. We're happy to see people buying investments on Beaver Dam Road and improving the old homes. That's terrific. But it is a bit of a conflict between taking a very old home, which I know a lot about. I have a 1920 built home now. They restored it, that's great, but to build a 30 by 34 foot garage, when I talked to Gene earlier today, I said, well, maybe Jay Leno was coming to Lewis Crossings and bringing his cars with him. But someone had his car collection, that's great, but to bring in construction vehicles, and have an undisclosed use for the property, that's of great concern to us. So I hope that you all will consider what's being done with the property and what would fit into the neighborhood. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Sir, you want to come back up front here just for a moment? So if there's any members has any questions for you at this time, does any member have any questions?
I have no question.
No? Okay.
No question.
All right, sir. Thank you. There's no questions in need. Okay, and gentlemen, that's all the opposition. Then chair will entertain a motion. Okay.
Any discussion?
Yep, roll. No further discussion. Anybody need any? None?
I'm ready to vote.
They're ready to vote, so. Okay, then.
Any question, John, you want to go over?
Nope, I'm not convinced that that he meets the standards for granting a variance.
I'm not either.
Nor am I convinced that the opposition was that strong. You know, they live in a community that's with deed restrictions and whatnot, and that's understandable. And this is just a private property. So, if somebody wanted to put a garage or, you know, have a commercial property, if it's used for neighborhood business, for example, or if they wanted to put a two-story garage up or whatever, that's their privilege. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that their argument was that strong. But again, I asked the applicant to address the standards, and he didn't convince me he met them.
Me neither.
Me either, not the one created by the applicant.
The turbine. Yep.
Yep.
Agree?
Agree?
Yep. Okay.
I make a motion we deny case number 12,105.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 12,105. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I'm Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,105 is denied.